Sweetest friends, we are continuing our previous shiur where we were discussing Hallel, and we saw the Taz, who brings the reason that since on the seventh day we don't finish Hallel because Ma'asei Yadai Tovim Bayom, because when God's handiwork are drowning, it is not correct, it is not appropriate to say Shira. Therefore, we also can't say Hallel on Chol HaMoed, so that Chol HaMoed shouldn't look more chomer than Yontif. But this is difficult to understand. So why do we need to come on to the reason that Chol HaMoed shouldn't be more chomer than Yontif? We have another reason, as we explained in the previous shiur. On Yontif Rishon, you already said Hallel, and that covers you for the whole Yontif, because it's one block of Yontif. So there's no Nes to talk about during Chol HaMoed either. So we said you have to say it on the seventh day, Alts Nes, as we discussed at the end of the last year. But here there's no Nes. So why would you Bechlal say it on Chol HaMoed? Why does the Taz have to say, oh, Chol HaMoed shouldn't be more chomer than Yontif? Pashut, there's no reason to say it on Chol HaMoed. You already said it on the first day, and Pesach, that's enough. It's one Yontif. You said it on the first day, it covers you for the whole Yontif. It's not seven distinct days. So maybe we can answer, says Harav Warman Zatzal, that it says in the Gemara in Megillah, Daf Yud Daled Amud Aleph, Mame Avdus L'Cheiras Amrinan Shira, Mimisa L'Chaim Lo Kol Shekein. If from Avdus L'Cheiras we say Shira, from death to life, we should certainly say Shira. What does it mean, May Avdus L'Cheiras? That's explaining why we should say Halan Purim. So the Gemara says, if from Avdus L'Cheiras, if from servitude to freedom, we say Halal, we say Shira. So certainly, from death to life, from Purim, we should say Shira. So Rashi explains, what's the Avdus L'Cheiras we say Shira? He says, Yitzias Mitzrayim, we said Shira Alayam. We sang on the sea, so the Mefarshim already know it. Why doesn't he say we're talking about Etzem Yitzias Mitzrayim? That's the Avdus L'Cheiras. Why is the Avdus L'Cheiras Dafka Shira's Kriyas Yamsuf? Why is the Avdus L'Cheiras not leaving Mitzrayim? So maybe the Makor of Rashi is the Rishalmi and Psachim, Perek Yud Halachavav, that Gulas Mitzrayim started on Tesvav when they left, but concluded only when they passed through the sea. So writes the Abud Ram, Sefer Amanig, Maram Chalav, Magen Avram, Kriyas Yamsuf was the Gemar HaYitziyah. Rav Lezer Silver, Zechet Tzadik Levracha, said that Kriyas Yamsuf, it says, Vayiram es Hashem ve'yaminu b'Hashem uv'Moshe Avdo, oz yashir Moshe. So you see that until they believed in Hashem and Moshe Avdo, they didn't say Shira, because they're still at the beginning of the Geula. Only when they come to Emunah Shleima, that's the Gemar Geula, that's my Riddick. That's when they said Shira, because that's the Gemar Geula. Geula Shleima is the Gemar Geula. Emunah Shleim is the Gemar Geula. That's when the Geula was completed. So according to this, it would appear that the Nes of Yitzias Mitzrayim, and that's why Rashi says Yitzias Mitzrayim Amar Shir Alayam. That's why there was only Shir at the end. That's the Avdus L'Cheiras, because Yitzias Mitzrayim only was concluded on the Shivi Shel Pesach when the sea split. So according to this, it would appear that the Nes of Yitzias Mitzrayim that started on the 15th of Nisan continued until Shvi Shel Pesach, and then the Nes finished. And during all those days that the Jewish people were traveling, and they were leaving Mitzrayim, and their emunah was increasing in Hashem, the Nes was getting bigger and bigger, more and more of a Yitziyah, until the seventh day, they were Zocher the Gemara Nes. And that would appear that even though Yemei Chol HaMoed are Prat V'Chelek B'Nes Yitzias Mitzrayim, they're only a part of Yitzias Mitzrayim, nevertheless, you could be Mechayiv and Hallel. There was also a Nes on those days. It's all part of Yitzias Mitzrayim. And in Chol HaMoed, there's no Ptur of Ben Polei Vech Al Tismach. In other words, we said there's a Mechayiv Alts Nes. So maybe as they were leaving Egypt and they were running away, that's all part of the Nes. That's all a Hemshech, it's all a continuum of the Nes. So therefore, there's no Ptur of Ben Polei Vech Al Tismach on Chol HaMoed. And we have a Mechayiv of Nes, like we spoke about in the previous year, that a Nes is a Mechayiv in Hallel. So therefore, we should be saying Hallel also on Chol HaMoed. And therefore, maybe the Taz had to say, no, you're Ptur, because Chol HaMoed can't be better than Shvi Shel Pesach. If you're not saying on Shvi Shel Pesach, then you also shouldn't be saying during Chol HaMoed. You're not saying Shvi Shel Pesach, as the Taz says, because Polei Vecha, as the Medrash says. And the Emek Baruch already asked that according to the Medrash Tadshe, who says that Chag HaOmer is a Chag Bifnei Atzmo, and according to what the Emek Bracha was Mevayer, that it's because on that day they were makrif an additional carbon on the Musfei HaChag, Keves HaOla Haba Beglala Karava SaOmer, an extra Keves. If so, Yom HaSheni Shel Pesach is no longer different in its karbanos. If so, Yom Tov Shel Sheni Shel Pesach is different in its karbanos from Sha'ar Yemei HaChag. So according to the Gemara and Erechin that we learned in the previous year, you should be saying Hal on Sheni Shel Pesach. That's a great kash of the Emek Bracha. If there is a different, we said, different karbanos mandates, necessitates a different halal, a separate halal. So say it on the Sheni Shel Pesach, the day of the Akrabas HaOmer. Different karbana, carbon, different halal, you say halal. So Rav Warman in his Sefer, most of his Sefarim are called the She'eris Yosef, those are seven volumes. And then he has a few light Sefarim, L-I-G-H-T, filled with light. Oros HaPesach, Oros HaRachamim, Oros HaPesach on Pesach, Oros HaRachamim on the Yom Noraim. So in the Sefer Oros HaPesach, you could find it, if I'm not mistaken, on HebrewBooks.org. In Oros HaPesach, in Siman Reish Tzadi Beis, he discusses this Kasha. Now in Erechin it says that Chag Sukkos is Cholik B'Korban Oseim, and therefore you say Halel every day. Mashen Kein on Pesach. And then the Gemara asks, Shabbos also has different Korbanos, why don't we say Halel? And the Gemara answers, Shabbos isn't called a Moed. The Meiri writes in Brachas on Daf Yud Dalet that the question of the Gemara was not maybe you should say Halel on a regular Shabbos. It's Pashut that you don't say Halel on a regular Shabbos because it's not called a Moed. The question of the Gemara was, Gemara's suggestion was that why that earlier on we said that on the other days of Pesach you don't say Halal because it's not Cholak B'Karbanos. And then the Gemara is asking, listen to the Meiri Rabbosai, the Gemara is asking, why not on Shabbos Pesach? Shabbos Shebesoch HaMoed, you should be saying Halal. Because that day is Cholak B'Karbanos. And the Sefer Oros Yemei HaRachamim, on page Reish Mem Tes, this is discussed. So again, Meiri says the Gemara's kash is not regular Shabbos to say Halal. Pashut, it's not a Moed. But Shabbos Shebesoch Pesach, it's a Moed and it's different in its Karbanos. It's called a Moed because it's in during Pesach and it's Cholik B'Karbanos. So now we understand that even though the day is called a Moed because of Chol HaMoed, nevertheless, you don't say Halal because Chol HaMoed is not Cholik B'Karbanos. And even though the day is Cholik B'Karbanos Mishum Shabbos, nevertheless, like the Gemara answers, that's not enough to be Mechayev Halel. Shabbos is not called a Moed. And we require that the two Mechayevim of Halel, of the Gemara, that it should be Choluk B'Karbanos, and that it should be called a Moed, both of them should be Chal on the same Kedusha. Either on Kedusha Shabbos, or on Kedusha Chol HaMoed. But you can't split up the two. Say, Al Shabbos, it's Cholik B'Karbanos. Al Chol HaMoed, it's called a Moed. That doesn't suffice for us. You need that the two Mechayvim should be Chal on the same Kedusha, either Kedusha Shabbos or Kedusha Chol HaMoed. And here, it's divided. The Cholik B'Karbanos is Mitzad Shabbos, and the Nikra Moed is Mitzad Chol HaMoed. So according to this, we understand why we're not reading Halel on Yom Tov Sheni Shel Pesach, even though it's Chag HaOmer and the day is Cholik B'Karbanos Mishal Yemos HaPesach. Nevertheless, no Halel, because Halel is only on a day that's Asur Basias Melocha, as it says in the Pasuk, Hashir Yelechem Kaleel Eskadesh HaChag. And the Gemara darshins that when it's not Iktish La Basias Melocha, we don't say Halel. So, mitzad Basias Melocha, second day, you're allowed to do Melocha. No Halel, right in Eretz Yisrael. No Halel. What about the fact that it's Chag HaOmer? Because of the Chag HaOmer, there's no Esther Melacha. says Usfartim Lachem Mimochras HaShabbos. It's the day after Shabbos. It's not Shabbos. It's not Aser B'Malacha. There's no Iser Malacha. Alright, what about the Iser Malacha at Chol HaMoed? What about the Iser Malacha at Chol HaMoed? No. It's no different than Shabbos Shebesoch HaMoed. That even though it's called a Moed at Chol HaMoed, nevertheless it has no Hallel, because Shabbos isn't called a Moed. Chag HaOmer, even though it's Aser B'Malacha because of Chol HaMoed, but Mitzad Atzmo it's not Aser B'Malacha. So it's considered lo ikdish basias malacha, and you don't say hallel. So you don't have the moed in the chaluk bekarbanos being chal on the same kedusha. Al tzchag haomer that you're bringing the omer, it's chaluk bekarbanos, and the moed is mitzad chol hamoed. There's even a machlokas if Chol HaMoed is Aser Midaraisa and Ketu Melacha and Chol HaMoed. But anyway, we understand very well now why there's no separate Hallel on the day they bring the Omer. You're right, it's Cholik B'Korbanosav, but that's not enough for us. It also has to be Ikdish Basias Melacha. Or at least be called a Moed. And that moed has to be the same reason that it's cholik b'karbanos. Gemara says it has to be cholik b'karbanos and called a moed. So here, the cholik b'karbanos is because it's Chag HaOmer, and nikra moed because it's Pesach, because it's Chol HaMoed Pesach. These are coming from two separate kedushas. That's not mechayev halal. And it's also not Ikdish Basias Malacha. Because Mitzad the Chag HaOmer, and also maybe Mitzad the Chol HaMoed also. And just to explain the Havamin of the Meiri, the Meiri's explanation of the Havamin of the Gemara, they should say Hallel on Pesach, Shecholios B'Shabbos, and Chol HaMoed Pesach, Shecholios B'Shabbos, even though, like the Gemara says in the Teretz, that it's not a Moed. The Gemara says that why don't we say Hallel on Shabbos, that's Chalukah B'Korban Oseha. And the Gemara's answer is no, we can't do it, because it's not called a Moed. So the Miri says, the Gemara was not, we say Hallel Stam on Shabbos. Pasha, that's not called a Moed. We should say Hallel on Shabbos, that's Pesach. Like the Gemara said earlier, I'm talking about Shari Mosa Pesach. So the Gemara says, on other days of Pesach, you don't say Halak is not Cholik B'Korbanos. So Gemara asks, what about Shabbos Shebesoch HaMoed? We should say it. That day is Cholik B'Korbanos. Yeah, but that day is Cholik B'Korbanos al Shabbos. What does that have to do with Pesach? Shabbos is not a Moed. And that day is only Cholik B'Korbanos because of Shabbos, not because of Pesach. So what's B'chal B'Havamina? Mars Teretz is Loic Rimoid. But we know it's not a Moed, because the Chiluk B'Korbanos is only Al Shabbos, and we know that Shabbos isn't a Moed. And we know that you only say Hal on a Moed. So, there's a big Yisod that you see in the Gemara in Zvachim Sari Aleph and Menachas Memtes, and it's discussed by the Or Sameach and many others. Futner has a mimer about it, that when you bring a carbon on 2 days, on a day that has two kedushas, it gets both kedushas. For example, when you bring the carbon tumid on Shabbos, that has the kedusha of Shabbos. Adu Shabbos lemusaf and hanoi letumidim lo hanoi. The kedusha of Shabbos also goes on the tumidim. So if you have an intersection of two kedushas on one day, so even though you're bringing the carbonas for one day, it also has the kedusha of the other day. So if you have Shabbos Chol HaMoed, that's the Gemara's Kasha. Shabbos Chol HaMoed, it's also going to have the Kedusha of Pesach, not only the Kedusha of Shabbos. And the Gemara answers, no, Loikri Moed. So even though, yes, Kedusha's Pesach is Chala Korbanos Shabbos, but it's not considered Korbanos Pesach. It's not called Korbanos Moed, and therefore, two Mechayve Halel are not Chal on the same Kedusha, because else the Karbanos, the Shinu B'chil HaChalik B'chil HaKarbanos is Mitzat Shabbos. And the Moed is Pesach. So these are, like we said before, Chalik B'Karbanos V'Shei Nikra Moed can't apply here, because it has to be Chal on the same Kedusha. And here it's Chal on two different Kedushas. The separate Karbanos are Chal because of Shabbos, and it's called a Moed because of Pesach. So yes, the Karbanos Shabbos have the Kedusha of Pesach, that was the Gemara's Havamina, but Kamashmal, it's not enough for us, because it's only called a Moed, but it's still only called a Moed because of Pesach and not because of Shabbos. So that cannot join together with the fact that it is Shabbos and Cholik B'Karbanos. Okay, so obviously there's loads more to say, and the Mitzvah Hashem, we should be zocha to continue learning these in Yanei Halal. Very interesting. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.